Scientists are trying to determine whether recent whale strandings in Alaska are related to a die-off here last year. While there are some clues, Alaska Public Media's Graylin Brashear reports it's a difficult mystery to solve.
Marine researchers were hoping that 2016 was going to be a better year for whales in Alaska.
We're kind of thinking that was over, and then just these last couple of weeks, things have really picked up.
Kathy Burrick is a veterinary pathologist who does postmortems on dead whales, and she's been very busy this past year. In 2015, 45 large whales were found dead in the Gulf of Alaska alone, more than five times higher than average. A spike this big is called an unusual mortality event, or UME, and NOAA's National Marine Fisheries Service works with researchers like Burrick to determine the cause. Getting to the bottom of the mystery is proving difficult, in part because it looks like this wave of deaths may not be over. Nearly 20 whales have been found dead in the region this year. At least four of those were found in the last 2 weeks. Investigators try to learn as much as they can about each dead whale, but Burrick says getting tissue samples to study can be tricky.
So many places in Alaska are so remote, you know, it's just very hard to get to them.
They also have to deal with hungry bears beating them to carcasses and extreme tides that can wash the whales away.
Even if you get to a whale, it's a lot of work to get down to bone like skull and spine in order to be able to really say for sure it wasn't struck by a ship or there wasn't trauma. Last year, even with all those whales, we actually didn't get to a single whale to do a full workup.
So there's a dearth of data for NOAA's team of experts to analyze to try to figure out what caused all those deaths. They've had better luck getting samples from some of the whales that have died this year, but it's not clear if this year's deaths are related to last year's or if it's a new problem altogether. So do we know anything at this point about what's been killing whales? Sort of.
Our biggest, most promising hypothesis right now that it's related to the increase in harmful algal bloom toxins.
Specifically, domoic acid and saxitoxin. They're produced by certain species of algae, which are showing up in higher concentrations in northern waters in recent years. In 2015, unusually warm waters contributed to a record algae bloom in the Pacific that produced a lot of domoic acid, which has been linked to sea lion and bird die-offs. But Burrick says, we don't know if these toxins are directly responsible for the whale deaths.
And all kinds of animals all over the place in Alaska, many more places than we thought. We are picking up domoic acid and saxitoxin in most of the marine mammal species that we've been looking at. And, you know, a lot of them died of something else, even trauma. So if an animal dies of trauma, it has saxitoxin in its system, saxitoxin or domoic acid, was it compromised from the toxin and more likely to be killed? And it's very hard to really pin down what's different or what's changing.
Burrick says we'll have to wait at least a few more months before we know more about the possible cause of deaths of whales in Alaska waters this year. But she says the bigger questions of how a changing ocean ecosystem is contributing to these die-offs are even harder to answer. In Anchorage, I'm Graylin Brashear.